to share with you just a bit of my journey from where I've been and where I've come from and where I'm heading. So I'm here. I hope I'm heading the up way. So just thank you. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity just to share with you guys. I actually come from a little town in South Auckland called Otara. I love that place. Everything happens in Otara. Stealing, thieving, you name it. Killings. It's the best place to grow up. I actually feel safer back in Otara than I do in Papakura. I don't know why, but I think because all the criminals come out of Otara into these certain areas, so I don't know. But I was born and raised in Otara. I have a family of, there's 9 of us kids, plus mum and dad, which makes 11. And growing up was pretty hectic. Mum and dad converted our garage into a sleep out for the boys. And then eventually the sleep out turned into a black market bar. So we had a bar set up. They had built a special bar so they could put all the alcohol in. And so every time we had a black market, all the kids had to go in the house, all the boys. So mum and dad could provide for us. So I pretty much probably grew up like most of you, or some of you that are here. Our parents were alkies at a young age when I was growing up. There was physical abuse in the relationship when I was growing up. And so you could say that my upbringing wasn't probably the prettiest upbringing. We struggled without money. We didn't have anything, but somehow God provided everything for us. What else was there? It's awesome growing up in a family of 9 because you have nothing really and you can't really share anything with anybody. So you go scabbing or in my case, I actually went stealing. I used to people's clotheslines for socks only. I'm ashamed of that actually, but that's what I did. That was me back then. And hanging out with the wrong crowd, got into fights, but I didn't actually fight. I just let all the boys do all the dirty work for me. So that was me coming through intermediate. I sort of rebelled from mum and dad for a little bit. I didn't really get into any bad things, drinking or drugs or anything. I'm thankful to God that I didn't actually get into that, eh? So, and I didn't have a girlfriend as well, which is amazing. All my brothers, my oldest brother, you probably know, Henry, growing up, this guy, he was the man. He had like girl after girl after girl after girl. I said, what is it about this guy that I don't have? I think it's his, you probably know his personality is bigger than everybody else's. So, and I thank the Lord for him because growing up, he used to give us hidings if we didn't get the notes right. So we used to have practices and he would hit us if we didn't get the notes or things right. So yeah, so the abuse pretty much continued throughout my young life. I think that's why I'm pretty soft, actually. If you really, really know me, I'm not actually a hard guy. I'm probably this little tiny guy that's just in this huge body, so bigger than normal. So, but I thank the Lord for my body because I was able to do a lot of things with it. So, but coming through college, that's where I met my wife, Roy. We actually lived around the corner from each other, but had never seen each other. So she started coming along to the church I was at. I was at my old church for about nine years. And so she started coming along, and then, I don't know, I think she just saw the glitters in my eyes, and then that was it. But I think she had a thing with toes. I don't know if girls, I don't know if it's a girl thing. They have a certain thing with toes. And so I think my toes were pretty sandy and things like that, but I don't know what she saw in my toes. When we're actually at the beach, and then she noticed my toes. I said, must be a girl thing. So yeah, we got together and then we got married in our old church, and we've been married since 2002. So nearly 10 years. So we're actually nearly old compared to all our friends. So, but the journey from where I've been from to where I am now, the Lord has definitely been good to me and to my family. When we thought we never had anything, God has always provided. when I wanted those Nikes for basketball, God provided. Somehow, I don't know how he provided, actually. I think he put rich people on my path to actually just donate the shoes to me. So that was me playing basketball and sports in high school, thinking I could actually make it to the top. I was nearly there, and then I think the Lord probably called me to another path. So so once we left the old church, we ended up at Trinity. We were actually looking for another church, but I think it was Alana. Alana introduced us to her dad, and then we've stayed since then. So, but the Lord has definitely been good to myself and to Roy. Personally, I love Trinity. It's actually from where I've come from. Excuse me, from where I've come from, the gospel has been made real to me, especially in this area. Knowing that there are people who are in need, how I was when I was growing up, and really seeing that need has been a real eye opener to me. And I think I thank you, Trinity, for loving us and accepting us for who we are. And I know that we have heaps of faults, but you guys are awesome, and we love this church, eh? And we thank you for the older couples, Rosemary, older people, Christine, you guys, Robin, Jenny, Christine and Ian. We love you guys, and we thank you for your wisdom and your love towards us. Just encouragement for all the young boys, young girls that are here. If you think that you can't go on for the Lord, God's always got your back, eh? No matter how much I can say this, but Jesus always has your back. He's always had mine, and there's probably people in here who can be a testament to that. Just recently, when I was on ACC, you guys see me walking around in my cast, I thought that there'll be no money coming through, and somehow, when we really, really needed it, God pulled through, and I just really want to thank Him for that, and He does answer prayer, because I know my wife, I know it's probably a girl thing as well. They tend to stress about the money side of things. I know, is that right, boys or married men? And we sort of just sort of go flowing through, saying, yep, it'll be all right. But God has always had my back, and He'll always have your back too. Amen. So thank you for listening. I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to probably ask Roy to come up, and we're going to sing it together. So thank you for listening. And then after our song, then we'll get into some praise. Amen. Thank you.